A 49-year-old woman from the Clearwater River Dene Nation is in a Saskatoon hospital with serious injuries after an ATV accident. The crash on the reserve was reported Thursday evening. Wallash RCMP say the woman was a passenger on the all-terrain vehicle. The unidentified driver is facing several charges. He was also given a 21-day driving suspension. One of three people convicted of killing LaRange restaurant owner Simon Grant is back in court today for a placement hearing. The man, who was 17 at the time of the attack, was given an adult sentence of 9 years in May. A judge must now decide whether he'll serve the remainder of his sentence in a youth custody facility, a provincial correctional facility for adults, or a federal penitentiary. The man pleaded guilty to manslaughter earlier this year. Grant died after being attacked in his business in April 2017. Regina-based Farm Credit Canada is providing $100,000 to expand a mental health support system for farmers. The FCC says it's reached an agreement to expand a network of mental health first aid responders. Last year, the two organizations started a pilot project in 12 communities, training more than 230 rural residents. It says the goal now is to set up workshops in 24 communities to train over 400 first responders. A small-town Saskatchewan cherry festival that was canceled last year when organizers couldn't secure any federal grant money returned yesterday. St. Therese Institute of Faith and Mission is a religious group that runs the festival in Bruno. Organizers say the event is now put on by volunteers. The cherry party got its start 16 years ago when a convent and girls' school moved from Bruno. Various varieties of dwarf sour cherries were then planted on the property. The damage is being assessed after a four-barn dairy business went up in flames in southeastern Manitoba. The blaze broke out overnight at Penwood Dairy, northeast of Steinbach. Firefighters from six communities were brought in to fight the flames. Steinbach Deputy Fire Chief Ron Sauché says crews had their work cut out for them.
This is a significant fire. We're just in the process here of getting some logistics dealt with here. Everything is under control at this time, but we're going to be here for the better part of the day. We have four large barns here that are fully involved.
Officials believe the fire started in one of the barns and then spread from there. An estimated 1,000 cattle were in the complex, but only about 200 of the animals were saved. A provincial election campaign in Manitoba could get officially underway today. Premier Brian Pallister announced in June that he was moving up the election from its scheduled date of October 2020 to September 10th of this year. He has until Tuesday to visit the lieutenant governor and start the election campaign. It must be a minimum of 28 days under Manitoba law. All the major parties have already been campaigning for weeks. Pallister's Progressive Conservatives swept the NDP from power in 2016 with the largest majority in Manitoba in a century. RCMP and BC are expected to deliver an update today on the results of autopsies conducted on two bodies. The remains were found last week in the bush near Gillam, Manitoba, and are believed to be teen murder suspects Cam McLeod and Briar Schmigelski. The two childhood friends from Port Alberni, B.C., are suspected of killing American tourist China Deese and her Australian boyfriend, Lucas Fowler. They were charged with second-degree murder as well in the killing of UBC lecturer Leonard Dick. Officials with the largest First Nation in the United States and New Mexico's largest city have signed an agreement to protect members from discrimination. The Navajo Nation and Albuquerque signed a memorandum of agreement last week. Officials say they hope it will strengthen communication between the two entities. The agreement comes after two Navajo homeless men were beaten to death in Albuquerque by three non-Indigenous teenagers. The Navajo Human Rights Commission says the latest agreements will help in addressing issues of racism and hate crimes in nearby cities. The recent mass shootings in the United States have some Latino people worried about being targets.
The shooting at a Walmart in El Paso and the earlier one in Gilroy, California, killed nearly two dozen Latinos. Now that violence has some Hispanics looking over their shoulders, avoiding speaking Spanish in public, and seeking out escape routes amid fears they could be next. Latinos have taken to social media to describe being on edge, worrying that even standing in line outside of a food truck or wearing a Mexican national soccer team jersey might make them a target. I'm Mike Hempen.